Just stay in an attitude of worship. Let's just give a few minutes for each one of us just to talk to God, talk to Jesus. Maybe there is something that He's showing you. If there's not, then you can ask Him a question. Ask Him who He is. Ask Him, who am I? Where has He made you to be? Ask Him, Lord, what do you think about me? Let's just take a few minutes to spend some time with God. I feel God is saying there's some people here tonight that He's really calling tonight. I sense there's some people, maybe it's just one person, that all of your life you've looked for a role model. You've maybe read stories and thought, you know, you read a story and then there's always the story about someone who had this amazing teacher that changed their life, or someone who had this amazing parent who changed their life, or they met somewhere in their journey and you always thought, why don't I have that someone? Maybe you're even looking at your teachers thinking if one of them could be like that. And I just believe God is saying He is that person. And there's an opportunity for you tonight to choose Him to be that person, that role model, that someone that you've always looked for, someone that's going to see you for who you are, that's going to see your value, that's going to love you, that's going to encourage you. Someone that's going to be there to say, this is who you are. This is who I've made you to be. This is what I believe in you. This is what I see in you. If there's anyone like that, can you just show me where you are? Maybe just raise your hand. I just want to pray for you. Lord, we just yield our hearts to you today, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you are the one who truly sees us. More than anyone else, you see us, Lord. Thank you that we can yield our hearts to you today. Thank you, Lord, that we can lay down the need to have that from another place. But we trust today, God, for that place where we connect to you and where we can hear your voice that says, well done, good and faithful servant. That we can hear your encouragement, that we can hear your correction. We could receive your discipline in love. We can experience the love that you have for us. And you just speak to God yourself and just tell Him that you're giving your heart to Him for that. You're surrendering your heart. Lord, I open up my ears to you. Lord, I close my ears to the voices which are not saying what you are saying. And thank you, Jesus, that I can hear what you say. I choose to receive what you say about me. I choose to receive your encouragement, your words of life. I choose to receive your correction, which is also life. Just choose to receive your love. Thank you for who you are, God. Thank you that the arm of God is not too short to save. Thank you that you are present, Lord. Present to each person, present to each circumstance, present to everything. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give an opportunity if there's any of the members who has a word specifically for the church, please come and share it quickly with Matthew.
While we're praying in the prayer room of the band, the Lord spoke to me very clearly. He said, very simple, very, very simple sentence. He says, you are precious. And the Lord reminded me of when Jesus was born. You know, when Jesus was born, he was just like any other baby. And it happens that the king had a decree to take, I mean, to kill all the male that were born. Scripture speaks about Joseph being shifting with Mary to Egypt to take refuge because there was a decree about killing the babies. But what made special that baby, because it wasn't just a baby, it was a king, because the choice of God was over that baby. When God is saying to us that we are precious not because of our giftings or our talents or our physical appearances, but what is precious in us is the choice of God over our lives, and He is allowing our hearts to be part of His purposes, to be part of His body. And I really felt such a sense of celebration of God celebrating who we are before Him. And we are who we are before Him because of the blood that was shed on the cross through Jesus Christ. And I just want to encourage you, if you feel worthless, that God is saying that you are precious. Maybe you may be struggling with your academics and you feel down. You maybe feel like you are dumb, you're not intelligent enough. But God is saying to you with a still voice that you are precious. Maybe you don't feel like you are beautiful enough, you are ugly. But God is saying that you are beautiful, that you are precious before Him.
Amen. You can have your seats. We're just going to watch a video. Sorry, I just want you as you watch to really ask God and ask the Holy Spirit to show you who Jesus is. Just really trust the Holy Spirit. God, I trust, Lord, that you would open our eyes to see Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you open our eyes to perceive who you are. Amen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. He was there in paradise with Adam and Eve. There with Noah in the great flood. He was there with Abraham when he was chosen.
Abraham, I will make you a father of many nations.
He was there when Moses led our people out of Egypt.
I will be with you.
God is with us!
In the struggle for the promised land, He was always by our side.
Jerusalem, our new home.
He was the light, shining in the darkness. Then He came into the world.
star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel.
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
Oh, son.
Lady, I believe your son is the promised king of his people. What is his name?
Jesus. His name is Jesus.
I am John, and I was one of his followers. After what I saw, how could I not be?
Martha, what's wrong?
My brother is dead.
Show me the tomb.
He's been there 4 days.
Lazarus. I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me, even if he dies, he will still have life. Whoever believes in me shall never die. Believe in me, and you will see the glory of God.
I knew that word. But in the light, there was darkness. Persecuted for our preaching, all of the disciples died for our cause. Except one. I must live out my days in exile. Alone. One day, I hope to see my friends again. For they are with our Lord.
The people today, they called you king. They think you are the Messiah.
Who do you think I am?
You are the Son of God.
What if he's not the one? We're risking our lives. For what?
He has shown us his power. We must have faith in him.
Don't be afraid. Trust in God. Trust in me also. You know the way to where I'm going.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way. The truth. And the life.
I am the Alpha. And the Omega. The first. And the last. The beginning and the end.
My Lord, I had been expecting death to come.
There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. I am making everything new. Yes. I am coming soon. May the grace of the Lord be with all God's people.
Amen.
That's from the movie The Son of God. Who's seen the movie? Okay, only a few people. We have the movie. Sometime we'll show it at my house. If you want to come and see, let me know. Then I'll invite you. Watch the whole one. It's very powerful. I actually want to ask, what have you seen about Jesus? He's almighty. He cares. How do you see that? He cried when Lazarus died. He speaks. What is Jesus like?
The boy speaks, please.
Matthew. Just gentle, caring. What else? He's alive. I like that. Amen. Anyone else? He knows you by name. He's personal. Amen. Who was on this side? Matthew. Matthew?
He's the resurrection and the life.
He's the resurrection and the life. So I'm just going to share very shortly about the life of Peter, and then we're going to worship again. Yay. Who's been to the prayer room? Okay. Just put up again. Less than half. Okay, you're all invited. Some people can't make Monday. It's normally Mondays and Saturdays, 12 to 2. But so this month, in May, we put one Thursday, the 11th, from 7 to 9. So if you're a person who can never make a Monday or Saturday, there's now a Thursday for you, Thursday evening. And what I believe today, I'm not really going to share long. In my preparation for today, I really sense that Jesus wants to come and meet with each one of us. And we're so blessed by the band that's here to serve us and to lead us into the presence of Jesus. And I've been reflecting on the life of Peter. And I'm just going to share a few things. Who's got actual Bibles here? As in not a phone. Okay. I want to encourage you to bring your Bibles. This year, I'm specifically not putting scriptures on the screen in my sermons. So I want to encourage you to bring your Bible to church. It's such a blessing for us to have the Bible on our phones, but our phones also have WhatsApp and Facebook. So there's an advantage to having this kind of Bible. Is there anyone here who doesn't own a Bible? Okay. Anyone else? We'll get you one. Cool. Matthew, will you connect with him afterwards? So we're going to...
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Thanks, guys. This side. Okay. So Peter was called by Jesus. He was fishing. If you want to go read that, it's in Luke 5. Let's read that. Luke 5 from verse 1. He was a fisherman. There's an amazing part in the movie about that as well, which we didn't show now. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats. He got into one of the boats, which was Simon's. He asked him to put out a little from the land. He sat down, taught, and when it stopped speaking, he said, Simon, launch out into the deep and lay down your nets. So he said, there's no fish today, but then he let down the nets. Then they had a massive catch. Another boat came in, and they almost sank two boats with all the fish that they caught. And then this is the response that Peter had. He fell down. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. So he has that moment of true repentance. And many of us would have experienced that. Maybe some of us wouldn't have experienced that. I experienced that when I came to the Lord 15 years ago. And I go through repentance every day. But I haven't had that real conviction of repentance that often where you really respond to who God is. And you really see how good he is. And it actually makes you want to repent, and you actually repent from your whole being. It's, you know, a lot of, if I look at my life, a lot of the repentance that I do is knowledge repentance. I know I did something wrong, or I know I'm struggling with something. But I've had those encounters in my life where it's really encounter the presence of God, and the repentance comes with your whole being. And last year when we were in Indonesia, we saw a real incredible revival there, really a long story for another day, which you've shared already. But when I walked into the prayer there, I had that encounter again. It's like I just saw how good God is, and it completely overwhelmed me. And I remember the thinking that I had was, if God is this good, how can I not want to give him everything? It seemed so logical to me in that moment. It was like, how could anything else matter? If God is this good and he is this amazing, how can I not just want to give him everything? It's just so logical. And if we look at the life of Peter, we know that it doesn't take a perfect person to come into that place with God. And as I was preparing for today, this is what I have on my heart, is that God wants to bring us out of a place of looking and focusing on failure. And I believe that Jesus wants to come tonight and deal with each one of us. And, you know, if we think about someone like Peter, I was in Israel a few years ago, and we went to the lake of the Sea of Galilee, and there were fishermen there. And they were quite rough. They were drinking, and they had they were, like, making fires and cooking. And they had boom boxes on their shoulders, and it was a rough crowd, a very rough crowd. And myself and Rainer wanted to swim in the Sea of Galilee. So we did that. And coming out, I said, Rainer, I think this is actually what the disciples were like when Jesus found them. They weren't, you know, very educated. They were rough around the edges. It's not the kind of people you'd sometimes think you would pick to introduce Christianity to the world. But God doesn't look at those things. And tonight there's an opportunity for each one of us to come to surrender to Him with all that we have, and not to worry about the things that we think stand in the way. So if we look at the life of Peter, I'm not going to read all the scriptures, but in John 6, verse 16, we know that they were in a storm, and Jesus was walking on the water, and He was calling Peter out. And Peter stepped out of the boat, and he had a success in that first step. But in the second step, he sank. And it's quite possible that Peter might not have been able to swim. So sinking is serious. It's not just, you know, oh, well, I didn't walk on water. It's like I'm going to die. Of course, Jesus pulled him out and spoke to him, and He said to him, "You have little faith." But He pulled him out. And as we continue through the life of Peter, we really see this pattern. John 18, verse 15 to 18, just before that, Jesus says to Peter, before the rooster crows three times, He said, "God, I will never leave you. I will never be unloyal to you." And Jesus says to him, actually, before the rooster crows three times, you will have denied me. Before the rooster crows, you will have denied me three times. And then verse 25 to 27, that happens. After the crucifixion of Jesus, the disciples are all fleeing. And at one point, a servant girl comes to Peter and says, "Aren't you one of the disciples?" And he says, "No." And twice again, it happens that someone says, "Aren't you one of the disciples?" And he says, "No." Just, you know, when he's made all these big love declarations to God, in the next moment, he turns around and denies even knowing Him in front of people. There's sometimes our witness of Christ is not so great, but sometimes that's like really terrible. That's like completely denying Him. Yet we know, and I'll read that to you, John 21, verse 15 to 19. After Jesus has resurrected and He has appeared to people, He speaks to Peter and He says, when they'd eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said, "Feed my lambs." He said again, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved and said, he said again for the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." So we see even after his failure, Jesus comes back and He restores him again. And we've been doing this series, What I Wish They Told Me About God. And tonight's what I'm sharing is how He loves. And I believe that is what God wants to show us. You know, we all sin, we all fail, we all have brokenness. And there's two ways of thinking. Normally when we sin or we struggle or we can't get out of our brokenness, we either go the one way which says it's not possible. So normally what we do first is we go, "I can fix it. I can do better. I can try harder." And we go around that circle until we realize that that's not working. I try harder, I fail again. I try harder, I'm still not healed. I try harder, I sin again. I try harder. So you can only do that so many times until you realize it's not going to work. Then we go one of two ways. The one way we go is, it's not possible not to fail. It's not possible to be healed. It's not possible not to sin. So I need to surrender to Jesus because He is the one who makes it possible. And the grace that He gives is what is going to help me to break through and break out of the cycle. The other route people go is, it's not possible not to fail. So I will keep on failing. I will keep on sinning. And I'll just trust that the grace is enough for that. But that's an incorrect understanding about grace. Grace is not so that we can keep on sinning and failing. Grace is the power of God that brings us out of that place. The difference is surrendering to God rather than surrendering to yourself and trying to do it in your own strength. The last thing I'm going to share about Peter is just Matthew 16. I'm not going to read it, verse 13 to 23. It's so amazing. And you saw it on the video. Jesus says to His disciples, who do the people say I am? And who do you say I am? And Peter says, you are the Son of God. And Jesus says to him, you could not have known this yourself, but God has given you this revelation. And you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against you. And I will give you the keys of heaven, and what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, what you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Quite a success story. Quite an amazing achievement. A revelation, a success. He heard from God. God gives him this amazing promise. The very next verse, Jesus tells him that he's going to suffer, tells all of them. And Peter says to him, "No, Lord, this will not happen." And Jesus says to him, "Get behind me, Satan. You're an offense to me because you're not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man." Unbelievable to think that from this revelation that he just had a minute ago, he's gone to God. God saying, "You're Peter, on this rock I will build my church, give you the keys." 5 minutes later, "Get behind me, Satan. You're an offense to me." I love that, I don't love that Peter fails, but I love that picture that God has given us and that God has allowed us to read the story of Peter. Because doesn't that often happen to us? And I believe really what Jesus wants to do today is to progress us beyond getting stuck at the failures, beyond getting stuck at the brokenness and the sin. He is able to get us beyond that. And all of us encounter sometimes cycles in our lives where we get stuck. So we can all stand and the band can come up. And you know, when I was in Indonesia, the afternoon we went to the prayer room, and I have had a very difficult situation 2 years ago, beginning of last year in my life, where a lot of my relationships were affected, and I was very hurt by that, and I wasn't able to really bring that to God because I was so hurt that I was struggling actually to cope with that situation. And we went to the prayer room in Indonesia, and we were there with the pastor of this church of 8,000 people, and I really respect this pastor, quite look up to him. And we were in the prayer room with him. So the only reason why I was actually, because we were very tired from the jet lag, and I was not in a good space with God, and the only reason why I was actually praying in the prayer room is because the pastor was watching me, and I didn't want him, he's now receiving us in Indonesia, making time for us, and I didn't want to be the one, you know, he's taking us all the way to the prayer room. I'm not going to be the one not praying. So we were there for almost 2 hours, and I just had to keep on praying. And I honestly don't often pray for 2 hours anymore since I've had kids. Life has changed a bit. So I'm quite out of practice, but I just had to do it because someone was watching me. And I just kept on going, and about an hour and a half into it, suddenly the Lord brought up this thing that I've really been struggling with, and I haven't actually even been able to bring it to God. And God started speaking to me about this hurt that I had, and I just started crying. I had a real breakdown, and the Lord took about 15 minutes, and he healed me. And there was no person involved, and at the time, I kept thinking, you know, at some time, I'm just going to go see someone, like one of my leaders, and I'm just going to have to have them pray for me, and maybe I'll need a few sessions to work through this thing. And there I was in the prayer room, and the Lord met me, and he brought out this thing, and it took me an hour and a half to get there because I put it in deep. But there he brought it out, and the Lord worked this healing through me in about 15 minutes, and I was completely healed of that situation. And I really want to encourage us, and we have some time now. How much time do we have? Who's got the time? Hope it's five. So we've got about 10 minutes. And we're going to really just connect to God. And just to help you, I want you to quickly be somewhere else than where you are now. Just find another place, any other place. Doesn't have to be a seat. Maybe better not to have a seat. Just to help you not get stuck in your space. The band is going to minister to us. And the thing is, we're going to just connect to Jesus. And Jesus is here. He's always here. He was here before we came. And I want to encourage you just to bring your heart to him. And especially in the area of failure or struggling that you have. And you can sing if you want. You don't have to sing if you don't want to. You can lie on your back. You can dance. You can sit. You can have your eyes open or closed. You can pray. You can read your Bible. You can do nothing. Whatever you want to do. And I just want to encourage you. You know, sometimes your mind will wander, and that's also okay. Because sometimes God even works in that journey with your mind. Just keep surrendering to him. The only thing that you have to do is you just keep coming back to Jesus. in your mind and in your thoughts. So enjoy, and then just now we're going to also pray a bit.
Precious blood of Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, what a Savior, isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. Our Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is poured out for us, not just for salvation, so that we may know his face. Our Father, whose arms are open wide. And there's nothing that we can add to our salvation. It's only by your blood that was poured out. Jesus Christ, Lord, you're so worthy of our praise, you're so worthy of our adoration, worthy of our praise, worthy of our adoration. We love you. You are.
just want to encourage everyone, just to, as we continue worshiping, just ask Jesus, Jesus, what do you say about me? I believe that, God just wants to come and speak something specific to you. Just come and ask him, what do you say about me? And when he says something, then you say, why do you say that? So have a conversation where you ask him how he sees you. And if you're struggling, please put up your hand and then we're just going to pray for you.
Beautiful.
time is perfect, Lord, we submit to you. And oh, your ways, Jesus, speak to us. Send your Holy Ghost. Lord, we worship you. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder.
Just gonna pray for us. Jesus, just want to yield our hearts to you this afternoon. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are and that you anoint our eyes to see you. We declare, Jesus, that we love you. We ask this afternoon that you open our eyes to see that you're so good, Lord. We want to lay down everything else that we've seen and thought that's more desirable than you are, Jesus. And as the Holy Spirit shows you things, you just bring that to him. Lord, we just bring the things to you which we've placed higher than you. And you just even say that to God, just name the things that you're bringing to him. So Lord, I just bring you this thing, I bring you that thing, I just give this thing to you. And I just want to yield that to you. I just want to pray for you if there's someone who, actually you've never taken your whole life and just yielded that to God. Right now there's opportunity and it's just a decision to give that over to God. Is there anyone like that who needs to yield their whole life to God? Maybe you've yielded it once but taken it back. Is there anyone like that? Father, we just glorify you for who you are tonight. I pray for each one of us. Thank you, Lord, that we could bring you our failures. I want to pray for each person who've had an area in your life where you're not breaking through or where there's a cycle. Why don't you just show me who you are, then I'm just going to pray for you. Anyone that there's something specific that you're trusting the Lord to break through, to grow through. Okay, you just know what those things are. You bring it to the Lord. And I agree with every person right now, Jesus. Thank you that the answer is the surrender to you. And we choose that surrender now. We choose, God, to surrender those things to you. Everything that doesn't, areas where we've tried in our own strength and failed, thank you that we can come this afternoon and surrender to you. And declare that you are able, God. Thank you that we can declare we are not able, but you are. And we just yield that to you tonight. And Father, I just bless each person that's here. Thank you, Father, for your blessing on them in this week. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on their time. And thank you, Lord, that we can glorify you over every area of our lives. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone. We're going to close off the service. If you need prayer, please come to the front. And if you're not finished, then you're welcome to stay for the second service. You can spend some more time with Jesus. For those who are going, have a good week. Bless you. Thank you, Ben.
We have snacks on the other side. You're welcome to pop in there to socialize with other students, introduce yourself.